SBS Radio.
Welcome to NITV Radio, Isabel.
Oh, thank you so much. Lovely to be here.
Now, this coming weekend, we have a very actually popular event coming up in Melbourne, White Night, an event that for the first time I heard that is going to run for several nights. It used to be only one night, but this time several nights. And
that's right.
It's White Night, and it's got a component in which you're involved, the Black Night component. White Night, Black Night is your component. Tell us about this component.
That's right. Down at Museums Victoria, we really wanted to highlight and showcase some different things. And one of the things that we found or we felt was a little bit problematic is indeed the way in which even the name was discussed. So we wanted to create a sense of cultural flair and safety and a point of difference so that people can come out and engage with some of their own cultures during White Night.
Yeah, so is Black Night an event that will be specifically restricted to Museum Victoria or Melbourne Museum, or is it going to be right across the city?
So White Night is going to be right across the city. Yeah. Black Night is happening down at Melbourne Museum. So we're really, really excited about that. We have lots of dance, music, song, performances. So it's going to be a real exciting evening on Thursday and Saturday this week down at Melbourne Museum.
Black sounds a bit mysterious. Has got an air of unknown mystery. What's on offer?
We're really excited. We're actually redeveloping our Tay Pacifica Vinui Gallery at the moment.
Yeah.
And we're really, really excited to be highlighting both First Peoples cultures from Australia, but also First Peoples cultures from the Pacific. So we have some wonderful dancing going on by a crew of lots of First Nations folk from around the world called Culture Evolves.
Yeah.
We're going to hear the beautiful tones of the sounds of Polynesia. And Ilbidjuri has worked with us to get some performances of the one and only Constantina Bush.
What, light projections on walls and so many things happening. Is it indoors or outdoors?
Oh, well, that's a great question. There's so much happening. What's at Black Night is going to be happening inside Melbourne Museum. So you'll have to actually come in. It's free entry. However, outside the museum, you'll also see lots of projections on our REB. There'll be the Carlton Gardens will be full of life and festivities.
This event is happening concurrently to another event that we talked about around NIDOC Week, and which is also ongoing. Now, will people coming into Black Night be able to visit both the soundscape? I'm talking about the soundscape that's currently visible there. Can people see both Black Night specific events and the older event that's ongoing?
Oh, the River of Language exhibition that we have up.
Yeah.
Yes, of course. The River of Language exhibition will still be up and around, and we encourage people to come down and come through. There's going to be lots to look at, lots to see and hear. It's going to be a great night.
Yeah.
Well, great nights, I should say.
It's a great two nights, yeah? So
that's it.
Friday and Saturday.
Friday and Saturday this week.
Anything you'd like to bring to the attention of our listeners? Something maybe that they shouldn't miss at any cost?
I think that both nights are unmissable nights with our performances, and with the fact that you get to come in as well and see the First Peoples exhibition, the Tay Pacifica Vinui exhibition, which is currently going through redevelopment. There's just so much going on here. You'd be a fool to miss out.
SBS.com.au